Emancipation Park, the Grand Lawn. The Grand Lawn was the former site of the picnic grounds. It is now used for a variety of events and activities. It provides special event seating for movies in the tray, concerts, and festivals. It also serves as a gallery space for ever-changing visual arts presentations. Be sure to visit the rotating exhibitions. The park is also used for annual Juneteenth celebrations that began here nearly 150 years ago. On January 1, 1863, Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, declaring all slaves were free. However, slaveholders in the state of Texas basically disregarded the proclamation. To enforce the proclamation, the provisional governor asked 2,000 Union troops to be sent to Galveston. There, on June 19, 1865, General Granger announced General Order No. 3, which restated the law of the land, previously issued as the Emancipation Proclamation 2 years earlier. The date, June 19th, became a historic milestone for African Americans in Texas and was known as Juneteenth, an annual festive celebration initially marked by the recognition of and dinner for formerly enslaved blacks, celebrated with picnics, games, and public speeches. During the 1880s, celebrations began with a parade downtown. People dressed up in their finest clothes to attend the festivities featuring military bands, organizations, clubs, and veterans. Wagons were decorated with flowers and banners. Afterwards, festival goers headed to the park, where they enjoyed a full day of activities, including spiritual singing, dancing, military drills, reading of the Emancipation Proclamation, orators and ministers with uplifting messages, speeches, adult and children foot races, and baseball. Actors in period costume demonstrated what life was like before emancipation. Honoring formerly enslaved persons with a dinner was a regular centerpiece of Juneteenth celebrations. Veterans were honored as well. Celebrants feasted on tons of barbecued pork, beef, watermelons, and sometimes gumbo. Evening fireworks displays marked the conclusion of the celebration. Another annual celebrated event was Diro Lok No Tutso, which spells Colored Houston backwards. The festival originated in the fall of 1909 after blacks were no longer welcome at the white No Tutso event. Diro Lok No Tutso featured a king Layol Isivres, which spells service and loyal backwards. Flower parades, educational and industrial programs, football games between two leading black colleges, and also honored formerly enslaved blacks. To learn more about Emancipation Park, please proceed to the next stop on the tour or visit our website at epconservancy.org.